It is important to know that each one of us has the potential to develop the 10 powers and other wonderful qualities of a Buddha. This potential is innate within the continuity of our consciousness. Generally speaking, nothing can be produced without an appropriate basis or foundation. Just as it would be absurd to state that rocks and mountains can attain omniscience by way of spiritual practice, it is clear that those who possess consciousness can attain omniscience. The spiritual basis in this case refers to the intrinsic nature of the mind that has the potential to awaken to the state of full enlightenment. The spiritual path consists of aspects of method and wisdom, which means that a practitioner accumulates merit and insight and so transcends to Buddhahood. It is essential to understand these fundamentals of Buddhist philosophy. They are not figments of someone's imagination, but conform to reality. If they were mere imaginary things, no matter how much effort you put in, you would make no progress on the path. You would gain no result, and you would not be able to explain how to attain liberation. You should be open-minded and impartial in examining these fundamental principles. If you have preconceived ideas influenced by other philosophical views, you will find it hard to appreciate these principles objectively. We should examine and analyze questions and accept those findings that are logical. There may be matters for which Buddhist tradition has an explanation that science has not yet discovered, and so has nothing to say about them. But when we are dealing with scientifically proven facts, we should not be dogmatic about what is stated in our texts. As I said earlier, this text primarily deals with the two truths as the basis, the practice of method and wisdom as the spiritual path, and the attainments of the wisdom in the physical body of an enlightened being as the result. Those who wish to attain that transcendent wisdom that is totally free of all obscurations should meditate on wisdom while abiding in single-pointed concentration.